This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Chof Ches, and we're holding on Chof Zayin Amid Beis. We are five lines from the bottom, and we continue trying to figure out what is the din of simanim. We've been learning how you could return a lost object based on simanim, and the overarching question that we're in the middle of discussing is this concept of simanim. Is this a biblical concept or is this a rabbinic concept? Simanim d'araisa or simanim d'rabanan. So we just finished learning that simanim is a din d'rabanan, a societal enactment that everyone is happy about. He who finds item, he who lost item, everyone is happy that one could give a identifying characteristic of the item and get it back. It's because they all know that one day we all lose things. One day we'll be on the receiving end, and therefore everyone is happy with such an enactment. Continues the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, El Hadit Tanan, that which we learned in a Mishnah, Rashba, Goimer, Echad, Haloiva, Mishleisha, Yachzer, Laloiva. If there are three shtarais that one person borrowed from three different people, so then it's more logical that it's from the loiva, the borrower, because there's only one borrower. On the flip side, three people that borrowed from one person, because then it's more logical that it came from him, because there's only one malva. Says the Gemara, you're telling me it's societal. You're telling me that everyone's happy to return such an item. Says the Gemara, in this case, is the loiva really happy to return it to the malva? Answers the Gemara, Amar lei, hasam svarohu. In that story, when we find loan documents, there it's a logical idea that we figure out where is it more likely to have come from. In the regular case of a mitzia of a lost item, trying to figure out the owner, based on the identifying characteristic sufficient, and with that we said that they made a takana to return it. But over here we have a svara, we have a reason, we have a logical proof that it belongs to either the loiva or the malva. Each in each case, explains the Gemara, echad aloiva mishloisha yachzer loiva. Why? Tgavi loiva shchichi, gavi malva loiva shchichi. Shema mina mi loiva enough, because there's only one loiva and three malves, it makes more sense. We have a hachacha, a proof that it came from the loiva, so return it to him. And the flip side case, the same. Shleisha shalavu meyachad yachzel malve. Why? T'kabim malve shchichi, gabim loiva loy shchichi, and therefore we return it to them. So the Gemara is answering that it's true that it's a din d'rabanan. And it's based on the fact that everyone's happy to return such an item. But there are stories that I guess we could say supersede the din d'rabanan, as there are stories in which there's a hachacha, there's a proof who it came from. And in those stories, that's who we would return it to. We turn over to Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues to ask on this din of Rabba, who said it's a din d'rabanan, El Hadit Tanan, that which we learned in the Mishnah. Matzah tachlu shal shtaris, and really we're having a nice short chazara through many of the cases that we've discussed already. Says the Gemara, matzah tachlu shal shtaris, if you find a bundle of documents, a yaguda shal shtaris, a roll or a bundle, hareiz de yachzi, you return it. Says the Gemara, hachanami denichle loiv ladur le lamalve. Over here, does it make any sense? Is the loiva happy to return it to the malva? Says the Gemara, you're right. And based on this question, on the fact that we see cases that the loiva, the malva, are not necessarily happy to return it. Now let's look at the Tab Rashi, because this is going to be a point where the Gemara flips. So the Tab Rashi speaks out, El Hadit Tanan Matzatach. The end of that Mishnah was what? You find a bundle of documents, and we said that if the malva gives a simon, you return it to him. But let's say the Leiva dropped it. Is he happy to teviach takanta den hadri b'simin? Is he happy with this takana to return it with a simin? The Leiva would prefer that he who found it should keep it forever, because then he, the Leiva, doesn't have to pay it back. So we found a situation in which there's a simin. The simin is going to allow for returning of the object, but not everyone is happy. It's true, the finder might not mind, and the one that gives the simin, the malva, is happy, but there's a third party, the Leiva, and the Leiva here is not happy. So asks the Gemara, we see that the premise that everyone is happy to return a lost object is not necessarily accurate. Based upon this, says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, four lines down, therefore says Rava, where you're going to flip and say, Simanim Daraisa, Simanim Ar Daraisa, Dechsev, Vayayim Chad, Reshish Chichla, Isaichi with you until your brother inquires for it. We had this drasha yesterday. And how do we look in to figure out if he's a Ramai? Love is Simonim. Shema mi no. Concludes the Gemara. Shema mi no. Seemingly proving conclusively. Simonim are a daraisa. I say seemingly because in the reality, it's a very large machlekes rishonim, whether this is indeed the final step, whether this is indeed the psak halacha or not. And part of the confusion or the debate in the rishonim is because Gemara proved Shema Minah, but now the Gemara is going to continue. As you look in your Gemara and you notice that clearly the sugya is not over, as Rav is now going to continue with an Imtim Soleimar, continued with a whole lengthy Gemara. That is part of the Machlekes. So says Rav Amar Rav, continues Rava, and he says, Im Tim Soleimar, if you're going to tell me Simonim Deraisa, now this line, Im Tim Soleimar, if you're going to tell me, this is part of the debate, do we say from the fact that it's an Im Tim Soleimar, if you look at the top Rashi in the first narrow line, Rabusa Nakat, Rashi, this is a Chiddush. We're going to say that Edim are even better, Siman of Edim. Yinu Labal Edim. So what is this Imtim Soleimar? Is this bolstering the fact that we're sticking with the din that it's a Daraisa? I think the Rambam learns that way. Or maybe it's showing that it's not conclusive, which I believe the Rush learns that it's not. You just told me that it is a deraisa. Explains the Gemara. The reason is, says the Gemara, the reason why it's not so pashit is because you could have told me, excuse me, no, I just ran through a stop sign, go back. Explains the Gemara. We could have said, as we answered, that it is indeed with aid, meaning this is the exact same pasuk and drasha that we brought yesterday to prove it's a daraisa. But yesterday we said it's not conclusive, because even though the pasuk says adraisha chichai, we could have learned this pasuk. He's talking about aid. Based on the fact that we have another way of learning the pasuk, says the Gemara, that's why it's an imtim salaimah, and that's why it's not so simple. What exactly is the maskana? Says Rava, Simanim v'simanim. If each one provides a simin, yaniach, neither one gets it. Simanim v'edim, if one has edim, one has a simin. Yinasin l'bal edim, the edim wins. Simanim v'simanim v'edachod, if one is a simin, one is a simin and edachod. Edachod, kemand alas adami v'yaniach. And no one wins the item, as it's equivalent to a case of simanim and simanim. Therefore, no one wins. Now we go into different types of Edim, weighing the two against each other. One has Edim that he was the one that wove the garment, and one has Edim that he dropped the garment, which we can understand, of course, because just because you wove the garment doesn't mean someone else didn't get it from you, buy it, etc. Zevuni Zavna. Minesh Achina Nafal. You sold it to him and it fell for someone else. Midas Arkay and Midas Rachmai. If one gives the length of the item, one gives the width of the item. Tinase in Lemidas Arkay. As it, why? Dimidas Rachmai Shurka Mishayerlei. It's easier to be Mishayer. It's either to estimate the width of an item, and therefore the length is a better simon. Because you can gauge it when the owner is standing and wearing the item. You can be able to look at it and you can tell how wide is the item. Whereas the length is harder to guesstimate. Midas Arkay, Midas Rachvay, Umidas Gamav. One has, that's the area. Yinasein Lemidas Arkay, again, Verachvay. Yinasein Lemidas Arkay, Verachvay. Next case. Midas Arkay, Umidas Rachvay, Umidas Mishkalaysav. Someone knows the weight. Yinasein Lemidas Mishkalaysav, as we can understand. It's that much more difficult to know the weight of an item. Hu Amar Simanei Aget, V'yoy Meres, Simanei Aget. Now we continue with a similar story with regard to a get. If both the husband and wife, each one has identifying characteristics about the paper, Yinasin Lam, we give it to her. Says Gemara Bimai, what's the case? What was the simanim that she had with the get? Ilema bimidas arka v'rachvai, tell me hadid in akila chazite. But maybe she saw while he was holding it and she was able to tell the size of the paper. Elenek of yish loi v'sad ois ployni. Must mean there was a hole in the document in the corner, and she knew about that. They each have a simin on the string that ties up the get. Yinasin la, she wins. B'may again, the color of the string. Maybe while he was holding the get, she just saw it. That's arka, the length of the string. If they argue about the bag, the holder for the get, you know, sin loy my time, may the other the choma de isle chafitza hudamanach law, because she who is married to him knows where he generally puts his items. So the fact that she knows that the item was in this type of bag is of no proof. The fact that he knows shows that we give it back to him. We continue with the Mishnah with more cases of finding lost asics. Vad masai. Until what point, Chayiv Lahachriz, is one obligated to announce that he found a lost item? Says the Mishnah, Akadei Sheyedu Vashchinav Divri Rameir. Rameir, Paskin, still the neighbors know about it. Rav Yudai Meir, Shleshi Regalim, three Regalim, Achar Regal Achron, after last Yomtiv, Shiva Yomim. Why 7 days after last Yomtiv? Tishedach Labesa, Shleshi, Vyachzer, Shleshi, Vyachriz, Yoim Echad, because it takes 7 days to get home. Excuse me, it takes 3 days to get home, says Rav Yehuda. And therefore, the 3 days to go home, to check if you lost item, 3 days to come back, the Achriz Yoim Echad, and the day of announcing the item. So you need 7 days to give everyone sufficient time to go home and check. And again, so it's 7 days after the last regel. The last regal being to give enough time. If someone were to have heard it at that point, well, we go home and look to see if it's their item. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Tana. Shechinei Aveda. The Mishnah said, until Ad Masai, we said, Ad Shechinei Sheyidu Shechinev. So says the Braisa, till the Shechinem of the lost object. Says the Gemara, Shechinei Aveda. What does that mean? Elei Mishchinei Tebal Aveda. If it's the neighbors of the one who lost it, if you know who lost the item, go and give it to him. The place that you found it, Shem says by Aveda, means the neighbors of the place that you found the item. Rav Yehuda Aimer v'chulu, v'reminu, ask the Gemara, Rav Yehuda taught us, they have to announce it, 3 regalim in 7 days. Why? 3 days to get home, 3 days to get back. V'reminu, ask the Gemara, in Tain is that taught us. Which is testifying 15 days, so the last person to get back to Harparos. So what do we see? We see clearly it doesn't just take 3 days to get back. It takes At least 15. Amar Rav Yosef leKasha kan b'mikdash rishon kan b'mikdash sheni. What does that mean? B'mikdash rishon in Efishi Yisrael tuva. It was more of Klal Yisrael that would come to the Oyle Regel to say behu Yudav Yisrael. Rabim kechol hashal yam, like the sand in the sea. L'rayv beina l'rayv beinan kulei hay. Excuse me. Kechol asher al yam l'rayv. At the end of the pasuk. Excuse me. Being on Kulei, therefore we need more time for everyone to get home. We need 15 days to allow all the Indians to get home. B'mikdash sheni d'loy nefishi Yisrael tuva t'sibu kol kal kechad arba riba yalofim shalosh meyos yishishim. Therefore, loy being on Kulei. Amar le Abaye asked, Abaye v'oksev yishra kohanim v'leviim v'goymer. But the pasuk says, regarding going back to build the second base of Migdash, Kana Levim came back. They all were wherever they were in the first base of Migdash. So what do we see? Must have been approximately the same distance to go back home, the second and the first base of Migdash. Says the Gemara. And since this is the case, the opposite makes more sense. That what? Meaning, if the same distance to go home, there's just more people in the first base of Mikdash. So says the Gemara, the exact opposite. That Mikdash Rishon in Efishi Yisrael is more Klal Yisrael Tuva b'mitzavos Alma Mishtachi Sheyart. What does that mean? That means there's more people traveling together, and therefore there's going to be. Therefore, Mishtachi Sheyart is also b'mi yomim b'mi alayla. There's going to be caravan traveling by day and night. You don't need so much time. It's not that many people that are traveling. They're not traveling in such company. There's not many caverns. Therefore, you need more amount of time. Teretz number one. Rav Amar Teretz number two. Loshana Mikdash Rishon. Loshana Mikdash Sheni. You're right, maybe it takes more time to travel, maybe it takes less time to travel. But says Rava, we don't want to be matriach one by an aveda too long, because then one will not want to return the aveda. That is the reason why we only require 7 days after the last regal, 3 days to go home. Amar Ravina, says Ravina, Shema Mina. From that which we just said, from this din of Rav Yehuda, no, we can learn, ki machriz galima machriz. What do you announce? Says Ravina, must be you announce, I found a shirt. If you announce, I found something, binan, says the Gemara, then we should give the owner more time at home to look into his items. Meaning, someone says, I found something. Okay, so you go home. And you got to see, did I lose anything? And says the Gemara, it's not so clear. Ela Shema Mina, Galima Machriz, Shema Mina, must be the announced, a general announcement that they found Stama Galima, they found a shirt. Whereas Rava comes along, that's where Ravina learns that it must be Galima Machriz. Comes along Rava, 3 lines to the bottom, and he says, Afilu Teima Avedita Machriz. I can even tell you that they announced just a aveda, meaning without the specific details that it was a shirt. So why do you have to wait longer? Similar to what we said before, it's true. Maybe we should get more time, but we're not matriach one by an aveda that much longer. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, regal region, I'm a regal region, regal sheni, I'm a regal sheni. Regal shlishi, omer stam. Says the Gemara, when you announce the item, you announce regal rishon. This is the first time I'm announcing this item was lost. Then you announce the second time. The third time, you just say regal. Ask the Gemara in the last line of Chav Chesam and Aleph Amai, Lema regal shlishi. They should say it's the third regal. Says the Gemara, you know they don't say it because you don't want someone to think that it's the second one. They might not hear correctly. Says the Gemara, okay, but Sheni Nami said the second regal, we have the same problem. That if they announce the second one, maybe they're going to come to confuse it with the first one. Answers Gemara, Kasi, regal Shlishi. If they confuse it with the first one, it's not so bad. Why not? Because you still have the third yontif coming along, meaning they're still announcing it. Meaning, when it comes to the third regel, we're more sensitive, we'll call it, to mistakes, because this is the last chance. So if they think it's the second regel, and if at that point they make a mistake, then it's a calamity, because someone's going to lose their item. But if by the second they think it's the first, it'll still be the third regel, so it's not as big of a deal. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara in the second line of Chochasim Veiz. Originally, anyone who lost an item, anyone who found an item, excuse me, in 7 days, have last one, go home three, yachzer, should come back three, yachzer, yom echad, mishachar, rabbeis amigdash. When the base of the is destroyed, sheibonim imhir v'yameinu, should be rebuilt speedily. Hitzkino, they made a taikana, sheimachrizim, bebatei kineisiyois, ubebatei midrashais, that they should announce it where? In shuls, in the public places. Misharabu anasim. Then what happened was, the anasim, I will see in a moment who these people are, when they became numerous, hitzkino, sheimadiyam, the shechina, lomadav, v'dayav. And then they made a taikana, you should tell the neighbors and other friends, and that's enough. Says Gemara, what exactly does that mean? My Misharabu Hanasim. What does it mean that these Anasim became numerous? You know it is. Those that would say that all, those who made that all lost objects should belong to the king. And therefore, anytime they would announce something, the intended owner wouldn't get it because they would make it go to the king. Therefore, they change course not to announce it in the shuls, but rather just announce it amongst one's neighbors and friends. Ravami Ashkach Oidoya. Three lines from the white lines, he found Oidoya de Dinri, a vessel of gold coins. Chazye Ahu Bar Nosh Tkamirsis. And then Ravashi saw that there's a certain person who was Mirsas, he was afraid that he would take away the item from him. Armalei Zilshkal and Avshach. He said to Ravami, go take it for yourself. Delav Barsoy Anan, don't worry. We're not the Persians, Zamri, Avida Telemalka, who say that all Avidais should go to the king. And another Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, moving over to the first white line. Evan, Toyin, Haisev Yushalayim. There was a stone, a claiming stone in Yushalayim, Komish Avida Loy Avida. Of the Avedin who lost the lost item, Niflasham would go there. Chomisha Maitz Avedin, who found an Avedin, Niflasham. Zeoim, Minumachav, Zeoim, even I said Simonim. This one would announce, this one gives Simonim. Benoit Lav Zui, Sheshanin, so that means, Suru, and Mimchas, Evan Atoyin. This is Gemara and Titus. They said, go check if that Evan Atoyin, which was a specific stone, became dissolved. We continue with the Mishnah. Amr, Ez Aved, Avlamer, Simoneha. If let's say someone comes along, so it says, yes, I lost that item. However, he does not have simanim. Loi, itin loi. We do not give it to him. If a person is a rami, we don't even give it to him if he gives simanim. Till you look into your brother, your friend. Im rami hu, im inoi rami. Says the Gemara, "Itmar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yehuda Machris of Nachman Amar Kalima Machris." As we saw in the bottom of the Alfi of Machlekes, what exactly do you announce? Do you announce that you found an item, or do you announce the item that was found? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yehuda Machris. You announce you just found an item. Why? The Amar Kalima Machris say the actual item. Chashinon the Ramai Rav Nachman Amar Kalima Machris the Ramai Lechashinon. Tim Kane says, Rav Nachman ain't the Dever Saif. There's no end to this, therefore we do not have to be suspectful of the Ramai. Tanan, the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman, that says, you announced the shirt. Our Mishnah said, Amr Savi, Devil Amr Simonel, Arizal Yitin Loi. So, Amr Bisham Avid Tamachers, if you announce that an item was found, the Kamash Lamafik after Amr Kalima, the guy came and he got the right item. Still, Kiloy Amr Simonim Lo Madrina Lei. Eli Amri Glima Machris. Amr Yu Glima Amr Yu Glima Srich Lamimar. He didn't say anything. So what's the Chiddush? We announced that we found the shirt. And he comes and says, I lost the shirt. Shkayach. What are you teaching me? Kiloy Amr Simonim Lo Madrina Lei. What's the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra, lo yilam kli mamachas. Really, it could be like Rav Nachman that says, you do announce that you found a shirt. Amar Yehu klimi, v'amar Yehu simanim. He said, He found a shirt. And he said, I lost a shirt, and this is a simon. Umay lo amar simaneho. So what did the Mishnah mean when it spoke out that you didn't say the simanim? You didn't give a simon mukvak. You didn't give a distinct characteristic. That's what the Mishnah meant. But you did give a simon. We continue. We're halfway through the very wide lines in Chav Chasim Abayis, the two dots. We don't even give it to him. If he gives simonim, Tan Rabbanan says the Gemara. Parishayna originally go mishav lo evi da'inayis in simonim v'nalen take mishav ramayin. When the Ramayim, the trickers, the liars, were numerous. Skinu she'aymer loy, save hava edim delav rameyat. Bring me character witnesses. Bring me proof that you're not a Ramay. The toll. Ki ha davud rapapa, like the father rapapa, erchas lay chamer lost his donkey. Shkechua. Ask me the rabbi ravun amr lay zelaisi sadi delav rameyat. Bring witnesses, you're not a Ramay. The toll. Oz laisi sadi amr lay yaditin vei de Ramay hu. Amr lay in. Hamer leho, ano Ramo, ano. So what happened was is that Rabbi Avuna said to the witness, "Do you know if the Avuah de Rapapa is a Ramai?" And they said, "Yes, we know." So Rapapa's Hamer leho, ano Ramai, ano. So Rapapa's father says, "What? I'm a Ramai." So Amru lei. So they said, "Anan lav Ramai ad kamrinan." We meant to say that you're not a Ramai. They asked, "Can you give character witnesses?" And he said, "Yes." He didn't mean to say yes, and he's a Ramai. He might say yes, that he's not a Ramai. Hamar Rabbi Ravuna says, Rabbi Ravuna, Mistavra, Loi Maisi Inji, Chai Vasla Navshe. It makes a lot of sense because there's no reason he would bring Edim to prove that he is a Ramai. So must be that's what Edim were indeed coming to prove. And we'll just begin the Mishnah. We'll pick it up for the Gemara in the next year. Says the Mishnah, the Banu Chasim Beis, called Davar Shaisa Vaichel Yasavi Yaichel. Any item that works and eats, an ox and donkey, when you found it, you put it to work. And from that which it produces, you feed it. Doesn't produce, but it eats. Yimkar, sell the item. You should return the item to the owner. How can you return it to him? Meaning if the item just consumes and doesn't work, so if you're going to spend money, there's going to be nothing to return to the owner, as we'll see. If I sell the item, buy him a dummy, much of you the money. Tarfin, I'm a yishtamish, but him says, Rav Tarfin, you're allowed to use the money. Lafikach im avdu. Therefore, if the money is lost, chaybech or use it because you're allowed to use it. Rav Kima, I'm a yishtamish, I'm not allowed to use the money. Lafikach im avdu. Ain chaybech or use it, like Shem Rechinam. Pick up from the Gemara and we'll delve deeper into this Mishnah on the next year. B'siyata Dishmaya.